White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, August 28, 1913. Dear children, Edson and Emma, never was there a time when the Lord was not filled with compassion for any soul who turns to Him in repentance, humbling himself and confessing his mistakes. There is a hand stretched out to save. Let your faith take hold understandingly and determinately. Relief will come. Be not discouraged. Press your way to the receiving of the blessing. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Offer your petitions in simplicity, and believe that you receive the things that you so much need. I am more than pleased to be able to write to you, and I am thankful that you have so good a place as a home. I can write only a short letter today, but I must tell you that I am of good courage, and that I believe the Lord will hear the prayers offered in Emma's behalf. I bid you to be of good courage in the Lord. In the night season, I am viewing the scenes of the times in which we are living, and I am charged to speak words of faith to those who love the Lord. Though pressed with difficulties, we are still to be of good courage. We are to read from the Scriptures the words that the Lord has given for our hope and encouragement. I am glad that I can communicate with you by letter, but Edson, why should we not communicate in speech? I am very much desirous that, if possible, you shall both make us a visit. I wish to see you, and I hope that you would both be helped by a stay here. I long to see you. I assure you that I have not lost my interest in you. If you will come to us, we shall do our best to help you. I greatly desire to see you both taking a decided stand to be wholly on the Lord's side. Edson, you have need to come to the light and to gather to yourself every ray of divine light possible. You know the truth, and your special testimony is needed. God calls upon you to make earnest and continuous efforts to proclaim the truth wherever you are. Again, I ask you to come to us if you can. We are close to the St. Helena Sanitarium, where Emma could stay if necessary, and her treatment need cost you nothing. I am burdened to do the very best that I can for you. Willie and his family are well. His twin boys are busy workers. They have recently purchased an automobile, and yesterday I took my first ride in it. It is the easiest machine that I have ever ridden in. I am as well as could be expected. I have no suffering. I am getting old, but I am doing all that I can to honor and glorify God. I have a deep interest in the work in Portland, Maine, and also in the work in Nashville, a place which has been distinctly pointed out to me. We are to help people where and when they need help. During the past few months, I have not done much letter writing, for I have wished to keep my strength for the reading of important matter in my book work. I have with me an excellent company of workers, men and women who are as true as steel to principle, and whose entire interests are bound up with this work. My faith has increased as I have tried to do my best to complete my writings. I have a great desire to bring before the people the instruction that the Lord has given me for them. I thank Him that He has placed in connection with me workers whom I can trust and who can help me. I have a longing desire to see you. I am not sick, and yet I know not how soon my life may close. I am not cast down or despondent. It is no time now to despond. I very much wish that you could visit us, but if this cannot be, we shall try to be reconciled. In much love. Postscript. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I want to see you. And if you cannot arrange to meet us, I shall endeavor to arrange to meet you. In my old age, it is not convenient for me to travel, but I think I shall venture, if necessary, to meet you soon. My appetite is good, and I eat the most simple food. Lately, I have been enjoying the sweet corn. It is delicious. If you come to visit us, I shall have some prepared for you, and will be pleased to see you enjoy it as much as I do.